Okay, so we were in the middle of talking about Yudke Vavke. We started talking about that Anochi Hashem Elokecha is all the Torah, and then the rest are 613 ways, tips, and advice in order to experience Yudke Vavke. And we're all in the concept of experiencing Anochi Hashem Elokecha. We spoke about what it means to experience Anochi. Anochi is the greater you, the all-inclusive you, the soul of all souls, right? The director that's directing all the actors that are playing all the characters. And then we spoke about Havaya, about Yud Kei Vavke, and we spoke about this concept that Yud Kei Vavke, not only is he the great beer, as we saw, he brings everything into being, he allows everything to be, he is the beer, and we saw that in the Oxford Dictionary, that beer is the great I am, beer is the one who allows everything to be, so he is the beer. But we're also talking about the concept of Bakol Mikol Kol. Everything is within him, right? Everything is a facet of him, right? Everything is him, right? Bakol, right? Bakol, everything comes from him. Everything is included in Hashem. Mikol, everything is a facet of him. Kol, he is everything, right? So Bakol, Mikol, Kol, that is God. We were talking about the fact that what does it mean, Bakol, that everything comes from Havaya, right? That Nasa v'Nishma is, and everything comes out of Yud Kei Vav Kei, everything comes out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, manifests from God into this world, right? God, and we spoke about the fact that God is not God. If a person would tell you God doesn't exist, the answer is, you're right, God does not exist. He is existence and infinitely more, right? The universe, you know, who said God is the universe and the universe is God, right? God is the universe and then infinitely more, right? So God is everything and then so much more. So right, Bakol, Mikol, Kol. God is, everything is within God. Everything is a subset, faction of God. God is all, right? And infinitely more, right? So God is everything and infinitely more. So let's see, Rasisi Laila, Rav Tzadok HaKohen says, Shem Havaya, Shu Romesh Mehave Et HaKol, Ve'akol Kalul Bo. What does Shem Havaya mean? That he brings everything into being, and everything exists within him, right? So one might say, and there were a lot of philosophers and scholars who argued in the time of Yemei HaBinayim, in the medieval ages with Maimonides and Rav Sadia Gaon and Nachmanides, that now that God created the world, so God has been diminished. Chas v'shalom. That's not true, right? God makes everything exist, and yet still everything is he is still himself. So Sichon Malachi Asharei. Perek Shlishi, he had davar yadua lakol kahal ma'aminim Hashem Yitbarach bara et olamo vehu kalul bo. God created the world, yet he still exists in it, right? This is not people who believe that God exists, created the world, and yet God is somewhere out there, non-related, non-existent, and not a part of this. No, God created the world, that's for you. Created the world, made the world, and he is still in the world, and he has not lost or diminished any side of him. The Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, brings down, Hu mekomo shel olam ve'ena olam mekomo. Right? God gives place for the world, and the world does not bring space for God. Right? It's not that the world needs to make space for God. Rather, the world exists in God. As we said, God is not existence. God does not exist in the world. The world exists in God. The analogy that we were using when we were talking about this is the fact that God is like the mother, and the universe is in the womb, right? In the womb, God created when a mother is ready, she creates a womb, she creates a vacant space within her, and therefore, and in that womb, she manifests the baby, right? So in that analogy, and after we spoke for a long time about not to get stuck on analogies, because that's like the whole first premise of the first three, I think, SNLs that we did, Senior Noon Learnings, were not to get stuck on analogies and names, because that's how, you only have a childish perception of God, because you think that God is some being over there, he's in the heavens, and he's in the heavens, and he's the king of the world, and then you're like, I kind of lost a relationship with this God, because I got too stuck on analogies. So in this analogy that we're not going to get too stuck on, the world exists in God's womb, right? And that's why according to Kabbalah, Olam Haba is when you come out of the womb, you meet mom face to face. You're going to have a face to face with mom, right? If you were waiting for mom and anticipating to meet mom, then it's going to be heaven. And if you weren't waiting for mom and you didn't believe in mom, it's going to be very, very embarrassing. And that embarrassment is going to be worse than hell, because there's nothing more embarrassing than to meet the person who gave you everything that you ever had in life, and you took that for granted. Yeah, quick.
A question on that analogy, yeah. Is that...
Don't get stuck on analogy, but keep going.
Okay, you say that when you come out of the womb, you're going to meet God,
right.
But you're implying that life, when they were saying that that's when you die, you're going to meet God. So you're saying dying is really...
How do you say dying in Hebrew? When someone passed away, what do we say?
Meth.
No, that's death. But what do we say? The person was niftar. Niftar. What does niftar mean? What is lipater? What's somebody putar me'avodah? To get fired, get to relieved of, right? Niftar means that I am no longer limited by the physical abilities of this limited world, right? Niftar doesn't mean, death in Judaism does not mean that you're done, right? When a baby is born, the fetus dies.
So death is really life.
For sure. Yeah. Chazal say that all the time. Tzadikim etzam krim chayim, right? The whole idea of everything is life after life, right? Now listen, life, the world in the womb, life in the womb and life after the womb are not the same, right? If the baby continues growing in the same rapid expansion that he grows from the egg till he's 9 months old, you know how old how big he would be at 60 days? The size of the moon, okay? Size of the moon. So the baby is growing in a rapid, crazy growth in the womb, and then he slows down. Right, so this is the world where we're constantly growing and expanding, right? And then we're gonna be. But that's again just the analogy that the world is in God, and God is not limited to this world. Okay, so the Shla Kadosh says like this. Okay, it could be bringing in the pasuk from Yeshayahu Kol Nikra B'Shmi Perusha Pasuk Kol Haromez Neged Ein Sof Shualiyat Kol Eilot Ramaz Hanavi BeOmro Kol Kihu Kolel Kol Alamot. Why does it say Kol Asher? Berativ. What does kol mean? All of them. God includes all the world. God doesn't include this planet, not this universe, all universes. And if there's a multiverse, then all multiverses. And then if there's spiritual lofty worlds outside the multiverse or parallel universes, God exists all of them, right? Because there's no reality where God is limited, right? God is not limitless. Rather, he's beyond limitation, right? You're not going to say that God is timeless. God, if you're going to say God is timeless, that's within the frame of time, right? In the frame of time, God is timeless. Rather, God is outside of the realm of time at all, right? Because the realm of time, as Einstein told us, is only from our perception of reality, right? Meaning it's only when things we perceive that we have this kind of subjective understanding of time and space. God is not neither in that limited perception, and therefore he's beyond time and space. But it says here, the Shla, ki kol hanimtzaut minekuda rishona ad nekuda achrona mutbat bo yitbarach hateva ruchani tziarot sichlim vekulam nishtalshelu mimeno mipnei ze nikra kol she'eino samusag bedavar prati rak b'shem akalisha kol imatze bo v'akol nishtalshel mimeno. Everything comes from God, everything is within God, everything is a facet of God, right? And that's why this part of the understanding Yud Kei Vav Kei number 3 is, we called it the all-inclusive, right? God includes everything. All the wisdom in the world is from God. God's all the wisdom. So why am I learning Torah? Let me learn physics, and let me just Carl Jung, let me just read a self-help book. Why would I learn Torah if all the wisdom is God, right? Why not? Why is Newton's theory of gravity? Why is Einstein's theory of relativity so powerful? Why? People didn't know about gravity before. What are you talking about? People don't know about gravity all the time, right? But what's the idea is that the same idea that this phone is going to fall on the floor is what's holding the galaxies in space, in place, right? That idea of theory of gravity is it's the all-inclusive concept of gravity. It doesn't explain only one facet. It explains every single gravitational pull in the world. Newton's Einstein's theory of relativity doesn't explain only why when I'm in a train, I'm going to see the lights blurred because they're moving so fast. But rather, all of relativity from the supernovas are happening a million of light years away, and also stars that are now exploding and imploding, and how they're not affecting us, because it's all inclusive. So there's wisdom. Yeah, there's wisdom in physics. There's wisdom in self-help book. There's wisdom in everything. The Torah is the all-inclusive wisdom. Right? That's the idea. The idea is not that there's no other wisdom. There are wisdoms, but they're all in the Torah. If you're going to talk to me about ethics, I'll tell you where it is in the Torah and Pirkei Avot. If you're going to talk to me about this idea, I'll tell you where it is, right? I'm not saying that these are not truth. There are truth in there, but they're a facet of the truth, right? So there's somebody whose whole life is about, human rights, but he doesn't care about giving tzedakah, about a Shabbos Aveda, right? It's a person, all his life is about greens and all about the animals, and yet he doesn't care right? I mean, the ideals of the Torah are supposed to be that they're in every single facet, right? Every single facet of humanity, you can find the wisdom in the Torah that will tell you how to act, react, perceive and understand everything, right? It's all inclusive. Other religions have facets of this truth, right? And that's what we said. The only falsehood in the world is the person who believes he has all the truth, right? So the Torah is the most inclusive truth, yet it's not the whole truth, because the Torah that we got is limited Torah, with Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh, and not the, what he called Torah Tikas Sima, the Torah that exists beyond limitation of this world. All the Torah we have is within the limited world. There's also worlds that exist that don't have these limitations. Therefore, how are you going to shake a lulav in Olam Haba when there are no trees? Great, we'll figure that out when we get there. So, Reb Tzadok says in Machshavot Charutz, Atidim Yisrael Shikara B'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hainu Shitkalu B'Mekoran. Right? In the future, Am Yisrael will be called Yudkei Vavkei. Right? Because we're all a sub-facet of him. Right? We're a sub-facet of Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei is the most inclusive name. Right? You will read many times where it says Hashem Hu Elokim. You will never find anywhere where it says Elokim Hu Hashem. Because that's not true, right? Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, as we read in Mor Nevuchim last time and the time before, the name Yudkei Vavkei is a Shem Etzem, where all the other names are the Shem Tor. All the other names are names that explain what he does. But the actual name is Yudkei Vavkei, right? My actual name is Yonatan. I am a rabbi, I am a teacher, I'm a father. Those are all names that play a part of me, but they're not the actual me. But even Yonatan is not the actual me. That's the character that my soul is playing. Okay, let's just see. Okay, so now we've figured out the all inclusive, right? Hakol, Bakol, Mikol, Kol, right? Bakol, God includes everything. There's no wisdom that's outside of God. There's no idea that's outside of God. There's no place. There's no time. Nothing exists outside of God, right? That is Bakol. Now we're going to move to Mikol, right? Everything is a sub facet of him, right? Everything is that exists in the world is generated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore there's really no such thing as something that's not related to God, right? Now the question is, how much can I reveal it, or how much can I understand it, right? Or maybe it's just a contrast. There are many things that are a contrast, right? Fighting with my wife helps me understand how much I love her. Does that mean that I should instigate fights all the time? No, not at all. But they're going to happen, and they're going to help me create a contrast. So the Ramak says like this, Yeshem Katan V'Shem Gadol. There's a small name and a big name. Shemot ktanim hem El Elohim v'kayotze baze. These are the small names. V'kshehu v'kayotze. Right. Sharemes shalahem basfira achat ve'inam nikalot ki'im b'midah min amidot shehu chelek asirim mehashem agadol. Right. Each name is related to a sfira, to an attribute of God. Ki sfirotav hem shemotav. Because God's attributes are God's names. Kein shehashem she'al yado nikraim ba'al Hashem, right? If you are a carpenter, I'm going to call you a carpenter. Why am I calling you a carpenter? Because that are your attributes, right? If you're a baller, I'll call you a baller because those are your attributes. Of hachanami, also in this way, ein sof ba'al Hashem sfirotav hushmo v'shem ben arba otiyot, right? The yudkei vavkei name kolel shmo agadol denu kol sfirotav kulam v'lachen amar b'shmo agadol. What's God's big name? Says God's. We say sometimes, oh, God's big name. What is God's big name? What does that mean? God's small names are attributes. He's the king. He is all the powers. He is the master. But yudkei vavkei, right? The beer, the one who brings everything into existence. That's his big name. That's the name, right? That's a more inclusive name. And we were talking about this when we were speaking about Yudkei Vavkei before, that, you know, the more that name is, some people know me as a teacher, some people know me as a rabbi, some people know me as a teammate, some people know me as a brother, some people know me as a father, right? The more, but those are all just facets of me. The real, that, right, they're facets of Yonatan, right? And the most inclusive name for me is Yonatan. That's why I tell you all the time, don't call me rabbi, because rabbi is just a facet of me. I want you and me to have a relationship that is the most open, right? That you can understand me the most. If you're going to only limit me to rabbi, then you can't do that, right? I already told my NHBT team that after NHBT, they're going to have to call me coach. They're not going to be able to call me. They can't go back. They can't go back to rabbi. The one that's going to win. We lost on Sunday to Klausner, but that was because I wasn't there and there was no coaching staff. But we're going to do. Don't worry. Okay, back to this. Just some trash talk. Some trash talk is also good. And the Rambam says like this. Okay, the Rambam says in Yad Chazaka.
We didn't even have our best three players at that game.
Yeah, I know. So it says like this. Rambam says in Yad HaChazaka, reading from Yad HaChazaka, Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, Perek Beis. Kol hanimtzaim chutz min habore, betzura harishona, ad yetush shehu betubur haaretz, v'kol akol mikoach amitat nimtzao, v'lefi shehu yodea atzmo, umakir gdulat itparuto ve'amitoto, hu yodea kol, ve'ein shum davar nin lamino. From the greatest cosmos, to the tiniest little bug that is in the core of the earth, God knows all knowledge. Okay? God, there's nothing that happens without God's knowing of it, right? As the Rambam tells us, right? And he is the knowing, he is the known, and he is the known, right? Hu ha-yodea, hu ha-yadua, v'hu ha-mada. God knows, God is knowing. Everything you know, that's just because that's a manifestation of your connection to God. Everything that there is to know in the world, that is a manifestation of God, who is all the knowledge in the world, right? It says in Halacha Yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makir amito v'yodea ota, kemo shehu, kemo shehi, v'eno yodea b'de'a shehu chutz imeno, kemo she'anu yodim, she'en anu v'da'atenu echad, aval ha-borei baruch shmo hu v'da'ato v'chayav echad, mikol tzad u'mikol pina u'bichol derech yichud she'ilmalei haya chay b'chayim v'yodea b'de'a chutz imeno hu shem elokut arbehu. וחייב ודעתו ואין הדבר כן אלא אחד מכל צד ומכל פינה בכל דרך ייחוד נמצאת אתה אומר הוא היודע והוא הידוע והוא הדעה עצמה. Right, that's the core we want to get to. Right, I understand. How do I understand coffee? I can know it on a scientific level. I can know it on an experiential level. I can know it on a pigmentation level. But all that is still not actually it. Those are all the ways that I can relate to it. Because I can't relate to this. I can only relate to this either by the feeling that I have when I drink to it, the scientific understanding of the molecules or the breakdown of how this is made, right? The pigmentation of the color that it has right now. And right now, like, my coffee's a little too dark. Maybe I need to add a little more milk, right? You know, I don't want it to be too white, right? But the actual essence of what it is, what it really is in the core, I don't know that. Because my experience from it is externally. Well, God's experience of everything is internally, right? Internally, God understands it in the core. God is hu ha-yodea, he is the knowing. Hu ha-yodea, hu ha-dea, he is the known. V'hu ha-mada, and he is the knowing. There's nothing that exists outside of the knowledge, right? That's why a joke I made to you 2 years ago about AI, right? And I said, you know, AI, it's only the great I am, right? There is no AI. Oh, and AI is an artificial I am. Great. So let's take in the great into I am, the great I am, the I. That's intelligence. God is all intelligent. He is everything that's intelligent in the world. And therefore, the more I want to connect to God, the more I have to connect to the intelligent. Now, I could do it through physics, and I could do it through science, and I could do it through anything. But there's the Torah is the more inclusive ruling of everything, right? Let's do more Nevuchim. Who wants to read to us the God of Perplexed? We're going to skip straight to the English. It is known. Schneid, you're taking us away? See it? Midway.
Yep. It is known that existence is an accident appertaining to all things, and therefore an element superadded to their essence. This must evidently be the case with regards to everything, the existence of which is due to some cause. Its existence is an element superadded to its essence. But as regards its being, whose existence is not due to any cause, God alone is that being. For his existence, we would have said, is absolute. As we have said, is absolute. Existence and essence are perfectly identical. He's not a substance to which existence is joining as an accident, as an additional element. His existence is always absolute, and has never been a new element or an accident in him. Consequently, God exists without possessing the attribute of existence. Similarly, he lives without possessing the attribute of life. Knows without possessing the attribute of knowledge is omnipotent without this, reduces itself to one of the, and possessing the attribute of omnipotence is wise without possessing the attribute of wisdom. All same entity, there is no priority within him, as will be shown.
Okay, so what is Rambam saying? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. And even though he is everything, he's still not changing, right? God is wisdom, right? Yet he doesn't possess wisdom, right? Wisdom exists. It's middle age English. Right. So I thought you go to a college, you know, might know some English. All right. It's okay, the Hebrew isn't easier, okay? But the idea is that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is from God, and that does not minimize God. It doesn't limit God. God is all knowledge, yet nothing changes about God when he understands something, right? It's not that, oh my God, now God discovers something new. All that knowledge is a part of him, and it's just coming out in a way that now we could perceive it, right? So we have this perception of it, right? And at the end of the day, what the Rambam wants to tell us in this piece of Mor Nevuchim is that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. Everything exists in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change. Okay, read to us the last part of the it's a quote from Mor Nevuchim in a different place.
You must bear in mind that by affirming anything of God, you are removed from him in two respects. First, whatever you affirm is only a perfection in relation to us. Secondly, he does not possess anything super added to this essence. His essence includes all his perfections, as we have shown.
So what is the Rambam telling us? That when I'm trying to actually, if I say God is wisdom, and I really affirm that, like that he is wisdom, then I'm losing something. Because God is wisdom and infinitely more. God is existence and infinitely more. Right? So I'm telling you that God knows everything, and yet he's not limited by knowledge. Right? So once I have to understand that anything that I say about God, I have to always add infinitely more. Right? So God is good and infinitely more. And God is compassionate and infinitely more. And God is physics and infinitely more. Because the minute I say that God is just something, that at that moment I lost it. I made it tangible, and I took away the ability of understanding that God, that everything exists in God, and yet so much more. Right? Before we understood theory of relativity, we thought only certain things only exist in their own realm, and they don't really interconnect. Now we understand that everything, to the most tiniest little idea, connects. Right? Nothing. At the end of the day, you know, there was a paper that was put out. It's called "Nothing Matters." Right, but it was spelled with a matter, right? Because there is no matter. At the end of the day, there is no matter, right? The string theory, it says that there's no such thing as matter. There's just a vibration that then takes shape, either as a proton, as a molecule, as et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And what I have to understand when I am trying to understand what it means that God is existence, that God is the beer, that everything exists and is a facet of God, that it has to be so much more. So, and I've been saying the word God too much because we don't believe in God. I don't believe in God. But neither did Moshe Rabbeinu. We believe in Yudke Vavke. We believe in Havaya. The name God actually appears in the Bible, and we said this before. It's a pagan god. La'aroch shulchan la'gad. God was a pagan god that exists in the time of the Bible. And when Yaakov named his son God, it was in order to counteract and fight that god. We don't believe in God. Whatever image God is, we believe in Yudke Vavke. We believe in Havaya. We believe in the one that brings existence. Now, there are other people that, you know, believe in Yudke Vavke, and they call themselves, you know, with a J, and they walk around and they tell you that they're witnesses of Yudke Vavke. But even their understanding of Yudke Vavke, as the Rambam tells us, is diminished understanding. Because once I say Yudke Vavke, I have to understand that he is Bakol, Mikol, Kol. Everything is within him. Everything is from him. Right? He is all and infinitely more. Okay? So let's see the Tanya. Questions, anyone? Arguments, conversations? Without Wahlberg, there's like very little like attack.
Was Wahlberg
Wahlberg was a rationalist, and Kobe just really loved seeing Wahlberg, like, you know, just be on ease.
Where's Kobe nowadays? Wahlberg doesn't come, so that's it.
He can't make it for lunch. Okay, so the Baal HaTanya tells us like this: HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Achdut Pashut, we flip the page, Bli Shum Harkava, Vetzad Veribui Klal, Veim Ken, Al Ken, Mahuto, Ve'atzmuto, Vedato hakol davar echad mamash bli shum harkava. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most simple reality. See, all of science is really trying to get to what is the most simple thing. Right? Now we got to quantum reality. We understand that there's no such thing as waves and particles. They're both wave and a particle at the same time. Sometimes the wave is going to be more dominant. Sometimes the particle is going to be more dominant. Right? We used to think that the atom is the smallest thing in creation. Now we understand that it even means there are subatomic particles, and there's protons and neutrons and electrons, and there's photons, and oh, we blow our mind, right? And now we're even trying to get to something even more deep. We're always trying to get to what? The most simple understanding of how everything works, right? We have the DNA of cells. We want to know the DNA of everything. We want to know the simple, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is exactly what everybody's searching for. The Achdut, Pashut, Hakol, Meforash. The one little strain of data that I could apply to every single thing in existence. Every single cell in your body has a DNA that is this most simple building block. And I want to know, and we said the atoms were the way the atoms were. Now we know that inside the atoms there are more simple. That's what we want to know. And says the Baal HaTanya, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the Pashut HaMufshat. He is the most simple core connection to everything and anything. Says Reb Tzadok, Ikar HaDvekut B'Hashem Yitbarach V'chi Yi Efshar Lidabek B'Hashem Yitbarach Ela HaMasi V'zehu be'am Yisrael k'shenidbak le'talmid chacham. Right? What does it mean? What does it mean to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Chazal say, to be connected to Talmid Chacham. The Talmid Chacham shedavuk b'Torah hu davuk b'Hashem Yitbarach. Ki raita v'kutsha brichu chad. Ki Hashem Yitbarach hu v'chochmato v'retzono echad. כמו שכתב הרמב"ם במלכות יסוד התורה הלכה ב', like we saw, התורה היא חוכמתו ורצונו, והדבוק בו דבוק בהשם יתברך. How do we connect to God? We connect to His wisdom, His Torah. The Torah is the wisdom of God. It is the closest thing we can do to connect to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is way beyond. And therefore, like we read in Anochi, we read this in a different source sheet. Anochi is an acronym. Ana Nafshi Katviti Havi, the Gemara says. God inscribed His soul into the Torah. Right? When I'm giving you over my this year, I'm not giving over myself. I'm giving a facet of myself. But imagine if I could give him my whole self. Right? Sometimes you study by a Rebbe for long enough and you would know his opinion on every single thing, even though you never asked him. Because you understand he gave over so much, but still he can't give over everything. Because the relationship you have with the Rebbe is a relationship of a Rebbe. It's not a relationship with him as his core. The person who probably has the most exposure to you is your wife, your husband. Right? They know everything about you. They know everything about you. And that's why when I tell my wife everything's okay, she looks at me, she goes, I mean, you're not convincing me, are you convincing yourself? If that's okay, right? Right? Because she is exposed to me, the most raw me. She knows me as a father, she knows me as a husband, she knows me as a colleague, she knows me as a rabbi, she knows me, but she knows Yonatan, right? But she knows me, not because she knows me as Yonatan, because we share the same soul, right? Because the actor that's playing the character Yonatan is also playing the character Avital. And that's why, you know, that is the most core connection. So it says, so the Rav Tzadok is explaining to us that when we learn Torah, which is the most inclusive wisdom, and God is wisdom, right? God is wisdom, and infinitely more, remember, important to say, right? Hu ha-yodea, hu ha-mada, hu ha-yodea, ha-kol mikol kol, he is everything, he knows, he is the known, he's the known, and infinitely more. Then when I connect to his Torah, which is his knowledge, then I'm connecting to him. As much as I can. So this is one of the two. This is the Rav Moshe Cordovero. Yes, Jake.
Can I bring up an ethical question that might take us off for like 30 seconds?
I'll decide how much time we're going to use it on
fine,
this.
Fine.
But go for it.
So if everything's a part of God.
Great.
That includes bad, what right. We perceive to be bad.
Right.
So let's just go to one of the most extreme examples, like someone who kills a lot of people.
Right.
But in the way they're doing it, Like with Hitler, for example, he brought his country together towards a cause.
Mm-hmm.
To him and a lot of people that followed him, he was a good person. But like it's for us, it's obviously right. It was like the devil.
Right. So is there truth in what he was trying to do?
Yeah.
Sure, but it was the ultimate truth? No.
Of course.
Right? So the question is, that's why I have the Torah, which is God's knowledge, and I'm going to put it up against the Torah. Right? So
but
he's
part of God is what I'm trying to...
Of course. The contrast, right? Remember, a part of the picture is also the contrast, right? There's taking a picture of you on a white piece of paper, you know, for your photo, for your passport picture. It's boring. Taking a picture of you with the background of your apartment and everything tells a lot more about you, right? And when I take a picture of you, right, there's going to be the dark sides. There's the dark sides of your face where the shadow is going to, you know, show depth and perception, right? So there is bad, right? That's why this is very dangerous. Bad exists within God also, unlike other people. But the bad is only there to create a contrast, right? It's only there to create a contrast, right? So if you want to know the real me, right? I'll tell you, I have a student who's a good friend who, you know, he can't believe that I fight with my wife. He goes, you're the greatest person. How could you ever fight with my wife, your wife? I said, you don't understand. In order to really understand me, you have to understand there are parts of me that are not perfect.
But,
right? But not part of him. God is all perfection. And in order for God to really be perfect, and we're going to get to that, he has to allow also for imperfection to exist. Right? So at the end of the day, what we're talking about is that it's very dangerous, right? You could say that bad is part of God. Right? But the only reason bad is part of God in order to create contrast. So, right? So now I know that, yes, you know what? Even if he brought all his people together, the way he did it is not okay. Right? And now we know that, you know what? Even if the only way to bring people together is finding a mutual enemy, we don't believe in that. The Torah doesn't believe in that. Even Amalek, the Rambam tells you, when you're going to go out to a war at Amalek, the Torah said you have to kill Amalek, we're going to ask them if they want to have peace, shalom. But first, you have to ask them for shalom. Right? Why? Because we don't believe in just killing for just the sake of killing. Right? Even if it's going to unite us. If it's going to unite us. Right? And that's the difference, as Rashi brings down, between Am Yisrael who stood under Mar Sinai, Ishechad Belevechad, right? One person with one heart versus Mitzrayim, which as when they ran after Am Yisrael, they were Levichad beIshchad. They were only united as one person because they had a mutual enemy, right? And right. So it's dangerous, but it's very important to understand that that's why. Listen, if you want to be part of the picture, if you want to be part of the contrast, right? There are, as we said before in the analogy, there are the main characters on the stage, and there are the people in the background that are just creating the atmosphere for the scene to actually manifest itself, right? And part of the reason that they're bad people is so Beis Din could kill them, right? That's the good thing. The good thing is that we can show that we're not going to tolerate these things because they're a manifestation of God, sure, but they're not what God wants, right? And therefore, what God wants is that if there's manifestation comes about, we're going to take care of it, right? Right? And in that example. All right, so we spoke about God. It was Mikol, Kol, and now we're going to Kol, right? All who ever was, is, and ever will be. Nothing but Hashem, right? Haya, Hove, Ve'yiyeh. When we talk about believing in Hashem, because we don't believe in God, we believe in Yud Kei Vav Kei. God is all that ever was, all that ever is, and all that ever will be. Right? The next page, usually I don't photocopy two pages. The next page that we have with us today is going to be more the bullet points of what our takeaways are. You know, when we're supposed to think about Yud Kei Vav Kei, when we're supposed to think about Havaya, what is the relationship we have with God? So okay, so we have. We're going to start off. So Ruth Rav Kook, Atah Horet El Adat Ki Hashem Hu Elokim. Right, Ve'edat Hayom Vashavot Ha'el Vavecha. This is the psukim, right? Leman Yidu Mimizrach Shemesh Umarav Ki Efes Biladai Ani Adonai Ve'enod. Ani Adonai Ve'enod Zulati. Right, there's none other but God. There's nothing that exists outside of God. Halo Ani Hashem Ve'enod. Right? There is no nothing else but God. So even those other religions, even those pagan religions, it's only because they saw a facet of it, right? So there's an example that's talked about in Chazal, when we brought this example, that if you see the ballroom through a keyhole, you're going to have a very limited perception. There was an experiment done where they took a cat, put it at the cat in the box, and they made a little slit, right? And they showed little kids who never saw a cat before, what did they see? And the kids saw through the slit, they saw nose. And then after a while, they saw a tail. They saw nose. And they saw a tail and said to the kids, what did you concur? And they said, nose brings tail. Huh. Right? So if all your perception is that you can see a nose, and then after a periodic time that is going to be always the same time, you're going to see a tail, then that's all you see. Then you think that that's reality. But you're only looking through a slit. So if you understand that there is no nose and there is no tail, there's only a cat, and the cat is walking around, and your limited perception is only understanding one thing or another, right? So if your limited perception of understanding is that you only see chesed, and you think that that is that, that's Shvira Sakelim, that's what happens. Chesed said, God is chesed and nothing else. And then he shattered. And Gevurah said, God is Gevurah and nothing else. And then he shattered. Because the truth is that God is chesed and Gevurah and Tiferet and Netzach and Yesod and Malchus and everything, right? Now, the moment you think that God is only one thing, that's when everything shatters. Okay? That's when nothing works, right? So is there a sub-facet in Christianity that is true? For sure. And I've had many conversations with priests and many Christians that I've had conversations with. And I said, listen, I totally understand where you came from, right? I totally understand why these are the conclusions you came to. I'll just tell you where I don't agree, that just because this is what, you know, Paul said, that this is what it means, right? According to Kabbalah, right? Understanding this, understanding that, right? So if Jesus comes and says, I am God, I'm the Son of God, what's the answer? You're right. So is everybody else, yeah. Right?
Sure. We also have this balance. Like God has this balance between different facets.
Of course, me'achus, 100%.
But then it's not. It's going to be trying to find a balance in pretty much everything we do.
God exists in everything you do.
Yeah.
Now the question is, A, how do you find God in everything you do? But once you understand that He is everything, once you understand that you can't learn geometry without understanding that God exists there, right? Right? Then again, now can you procrastinate about it? Like, oh my God, I'm sitting there instead of learning geometry. I'm like, where is God? Fine. That's a different facet. You have to find the balance there also. You have to find Kadosh Baruch Hu and everything. You have to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu and everything. But there's also, Rav Tzadok teaches us that your character traits are also supposed to lead you in where you can find God more. Right? So listen, I'm not good at math. So I can sit there all day and tell you, look, I love physics, but I can't understand math, so it doesn't really help. So I'm understanding like, oh my God, this is great, you know, velocity. And then it's like, oh, an E times EC squared divided by 5 is like this. And I'm like, okay, then you lost me there. Like, then I black out, right? So we're going to find God in everything. But the question is, where are you stronger and where are you weaker, right? So you can be much better at finding God in for example, computers, right? Computer science. You're gonna be better at finding God when it comes to medicine, right? But and I might be better at finding God when it comes to, you know, binge watching television shows because, you know, I majored in film, right? But that doesn't mean that A, that's the only subfacet I need to work on, and B, that doesn't mean that God only exists there, right? So the idea is that everything is from God. Right? And therefore, we can find God everywhere, but like we're telling Jake, it's dangerous, right? If you're going to try to find God in the cartel and see, wow, the same way they smuggle things, they smuggle things into the U.S., I'm going to smuggle myself out of bed into davening. Okay, so there might be better ways to learn how to smuggle yourself to davening than joining the cartel, right? So, for example, so the Nefesh HaChaim says like this, God says, "Alo et hashamayim et haaretz ani malig." I fill the heavens and the earth. V'yotem refurash v'mishne Torah, and the Mishnah and Rambam brings v'yadat hayom ki Hashem hu Elokim hashamayim mal ve'al haaretz mitachat einod. Right, and it's a skip to the bold. Ve'hu mamash kemashmao she'ein milvado yidbarach klal b'shum b'china v'nekuda pratit shebekol ha'olamot elyonim v'tachtonim v'habriot kulam rak atzmut achduto ha'pashut yidbarach shemo. There is nothing that exists outside of God. That's why it's not hard at all to be a true believer and a scientist. Nothing in science contradicts God at all.
It's probably better.
Right, for sure. Only if you know. If you believe in God, then it's going to be a problem. If you believe in Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, then it will be great, right? Meaning the only problem is that you don't understand science well or you don't understand religion well, right? We're not here. This is not theology. We're not trying to understand God. We're understanding ourselves, right? Our only perception of God is through us. That's how we started. The only way I can understand God is by understanding me. The only way I can see God in this world is by seeing the world, right? So I'm not trying to understand God because I can't understand God. I'm trying to understand me, my life, this world, and how to live the best life possible, right? Because I'm a manifestation of God. This world's a manifestation of God. The knowledge I have is a manifestation of Him being the knowledge. There's nothing that exists outside of Him, right? So I'm not just trying to understand Him. I'm trying to understand how to live the best life ever, right? And that's why there's no such thing as something that exists outside of Judaism. You know, the joke that I love saying is that psychology is Judaism for atheists, right? I mean, is there anything in psychology that's not Jewish? I mean, forget about the fact that all the great pioneers of psychology are all Jewish, right? They all grew up at religious homes and kind of, you know, funneled their way out. But at the end of the day, all these things exist in Judaism. Now, is that saying that there's no knowledge outside of Judaism? There is, but it all exists within here also, right? Is there no facets? You know, is there science that the Rambam didn't know? For sure. But even that science that is now revealed existed in the Torah, which the Rambam knew, right? So in Achinami, it's in there because there is no new knowledge, right? E equals MC squared. There's nothing new in the world. There's nothing that exists now that didn't exist before. So it's just a new revelation of it. Right, exactly. So there's no new in the Torah. There is no new in the Torah. There's just new understandings that now we have in the Torah, right? There's a renewal of understanding, right? So it says like this, Nefesh HaChaim furthermore, Right, Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim V'Lodin says, it's so much so that you can say that there actually is no world. There's only God, right? There's no world. There's God, right? So at the end of the day, you know, I had a Rebbe when in third grade when he was asked how much is 2 + 2, he wrote Bezrat Hashem. Right, so the teacher got really upset and called his parents. Right, yeah, 2 + 2 is not Bezrat Hashem. Right, no, 2 + 2 is Bezrat Hashem. Right, but what manifestation of Bezrat Hashem? 4. Right, or 4+, as the Zohar would tell you, not 4. Chas v'shalom, 4+. Right, because the 2 and the 2 have to carry the environment that brought them in together. Right, so everything is a subfacet of God. He was, He will be, He is everything. God doesn't exist in time. He is time, is beyond time, right? As the example we gave, the analogy we gave is an ant walking on a picture, right? So the ant walking on the picture, everything, whatever it's standing upon right now, looking down, is the present. Everything it passed is the past. And everything that it will see in the picture is the future. But for me, that's standing here, looking at the ant crawling on the paper, on the picture, there is no past, present, and future. It all exists in the same time. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is existence, we sitting here and the Akedah didn't happen thousands of years apart. They're all happening now. From my perception, because I walked over this picture, then I'm seeing it now, right? But they're all happening at the same time. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is beyond time, it's all happening at the same time. So let's see. Furthermore, the Maharal says like this. Hinawit barach hakol. Let me just be conscious of our time. All right. Let's see Rasi Seilala. Next one. Shem havaya midat emet liyakov akara. Shehu Hayahovie. God is all that was, is all there is, and is all that will be. Ka'ad shelo nivra olam einod milvado bechol dor hu olechu mitgale yoter ad shitgale legamrei she nikra kmo shekatu. Right? God is existence, and we're experiencing the unfolding of existence. And the more we experience God, till we experience all of existence, and we can experience Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Right? Who is existence and infinitely more. Right? So while the more we reveal existence, the more we understand God. And that's why Latid Lavo, Shem Echad Ushmo Echad, we'll be able to say Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Now we don't say Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. We read it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. We read it Adonai, right? Because we haven't experienced fully Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. So how can you say Yud-Kei Vav-Kei if you haven't fully experienced Yud-Kei Vav-Kei? Right? So we say Adnut. But once we experience the whole picture, then you could be able to say Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. Likutei Amorim, the Alter Rebbe, Yud Dalet. Shem Havaya, Hu Amoreh, Hayahu V'Viyeh, Gam Bahoveh Yachid Umiyuchad. Ad Shaloni Vra Olam Kemosh Aya Kemosh Yeh Veshmi Leolam Kemosh Katub Mitzad HaMachshava Hu Nigle Ba'olam Hazeh Gam Ken Deyisrael Alu B'machshava Shesham HaYichud. What is it about the Kadosh Baruch Hu? A Kadosh Baruch Hu is all that ever was, all that ever is, all that ever will be. Akol Mikol Kol Hayahov V'yeh. And yet nothing changed. Right? He ani Hashem lo shiniti. Nothing actually happens outside of this existence. Furthermore, Reb Tzadok says, Mi'ut chayut hanefesh shu chelek Eloha mimal bistalkut umitkalelat b'mekora v'chena asagad Hashem havaya shu nivra ba'olam hazeh rak b'ktav haya az nishma umusag amitat legamre ve'al yedei zeh yatsa nishmatam. Right? When they experienced Yud Kevav, when God said Anochi Hashem Elokecha, they were niftar, as we mentioned, they were niftar from the body. What does it mean they died? When the Kohen Gadol came out of Kodesh Kadashim and said Shem on Yom Kippur, Shem Hashem on Forah, said Yud Kevavke, they all fell on their face. Why? They were niftar from the guf. They were no longer constricted. When they were able to experience Yud Kevavke, they were no longer experiencing God through the slit of the cardboard box or through the keyhole of the room. They actually experienced God truly, right? They didn't experience God they're still in the womb, but what they did was all of a sudden experience mom.
For a moment, they fully saw the whole picture.
Exactly. For a moment, they zoomed out and saw the whole picture, and boom, they just fell on their face. Nice. Because, right? And that's what the experience of Yud Kei Vav Kei is. Experiencing existence. And that's why we can't say that word. We can't experience it. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol, the only person comes out, he can say that word. He can tell us that this experience happens, and we experience it. And that's what happened when God said, Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Right? I am Havaya. I am existence. I am everything. And we experience that. And that's why the Torah tells us that, Chazal tell us that, when they saw the sound, they heard the voice, it was an out-of-body experience. They were not limited to this world. They were able to connect to knowledge that was much higher. Let's see, Yud Chet. U'le'atid lavo, atidim tzadikim shikoru b'shemo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? B'shem Havaya Mamash. The Gemara Mabat says that the tzadikim will be called Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why? Because I would look at a tzadik and what would I say? Whoa. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's a manifestation of God, right? Ve'yiru kol ha'me'aretz ki shem Hashem yikra alecha. Right? Today, right? The more a person is a manifestation of that, then I understand, right? That he is a lot more connected to the existence, the great beer of everything, and that's why he is there. And we're going to skip to Kaf Bet, and then I want us to read about the Matrix. Habore baruchu shalem bechol minei hashlemut beofen she'ino chaser klum. Afilu kodem briyat olamot. God is all existence, and He is not missing anything. Right? He didn't create the world because He was missing something. He called on Ivrim Elonim v'tachtonim who bekoach ad shelo heetzilan ve'etzlo yidbarach hu shave mashe bekoach u'mashe bafual. There is no difference between God in God from within existence, within a Yud Kei Vav Kei, between something that is actual and something that is potential. Right? When my daughter says to me, "Dad, can you get me water?" I say to her, "Potentially or actually?" Right? And what does she say? Both. Right? Meaning, for God, there is no difference between potential and actual. Right? When I'm thinking of something, it's a potential. When I do it, it's action. For God, He is existence, He is knowledge, He is everything. There is no difference between thought and action. Right? Because when God thinks something, when God wills something, then it happens. There is no difference. There is no separation. Right? The only separation is that I'm thinking of something. So in my mind, yes, this whole room has been set up nicely. Right? And then actually, I got to do it. But for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is existence, there is no difference. Right? Okay, so let's see what the English dictionary has to say about the matrix.
A substance, situation, or environment in which something has its origin, takes form, or enclosed.
Okay, the medical dictionary.
The surrounding substance within which something else originates, develops, or is contained.
Okay, so what is Havaya? Right, the closest thing we have to Havaya right now is the matrix, right? What is the matrix? A place where something can evolve, can become, can grow, right? What does it say furthermore? The second explanation of the dictionary? The womb, Rahman, which is what the Torah has been saying for thousands of years. God is Rahman; He is the womb, right? The matrix is the womb. God is the womb. Now let's see the origin history dictionary.
1373 from the matrix, pregnant animal, womb, also source origin.
Right, source origin, right? From matter, right? The mother, the sense of place, right? That is all. That's all what it is, and this is what it means when it says Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is probably the closest thing after beer is matrix, right? And I mean, too bad The Matrix is in an old movie, but for those who saw it, right, that's exactly what it is. Okay, now we're going to see, this is just as we sum up Yud Kei Vav Kei, let's see a little bit, it's not going to take us too long, but what different books had to say about this. So, Chiyuv HaMetziut, right? The existence can only exist within God, right? If God would cease to bring it into existence, it would cease to exist. That's the example that we gave about the two guys playing one-on-one in my head, right? If I, for a second, stop thinking about them, what happened to them? They vanish, right? They can only exist in here. Mekomo shel olam, God is the place of the world. What is that, right? That was what we saw in Nefesh HaChaim. Okay? Hamakom ha'amiti ha'sovel u'mikayem kol amot ve'abriyot kulam. The Nefesh HaChaim told us that he is the place that allows everything to exist within him. Kol el hakol, right? Reb Tzadok told us he is what Yud Kei Vav Kei is, what allows, what encompasses everything. Hu mekomo shel olam ve'en olam mekomo. He is the place of the world, and the world is not his place. Like we said, Yud Kei ani Hashem Elokim, and we don't say Elokim hu Hashem. Mehave et hakol me'ayin layesh. He allows everything to manifest from nothing to something. Klal u'makor adekol hachayut kulam. He is the place that allows everything to exist within it. Koach klali akashur kol hakochot biyachad ve'hiyel echad. He is what allows all the powers to manifest together and become one. Nishmat dekol nishmatim nefesh chaim is the soul of all souls. Metziut hu bahove tamid ve'en metziut avar ve'atid. Atzmuto itbarach hu be'emet tamid bahove. The lesson of Achlama said, God does not exist in the present, past, present, future. God transcends that. Therefore, there is no past, present, future for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything happens simultaneously. Everything exists in the same moment. There is no